Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, it is 3:20, and it's a pretty good day in the city. I hope you're enjoying it. And school's out for a lot of kids. And what's going on at Hillcrest High School is of interest. Jennifer Winefka is a special education coordinator at Hillcrest High School. And Terry Schreischoon is the PE supervisor of Bremen District 228. That's all in the area of like Tinley Park, Oak Forest, Hillcrest. And they're using heart monitors in what some people think is an unconventional manner. And that is to help students with emotional challenges address their stress. Thanks for joining us, ladies. How are you today?
Good. How are
doing
you?
Well. Thank you so much.
And school is out, right?
Yes. We have summer school in session, but most of our students are out on summer break, yes.
Wonderful. And Jennifer, tell us about this idea and how it came about.
Sure. So I've been with the district 2 years now, and when I started 2 years ago, probably like 3 or 4 days after I started, Terry approached me and said, hey, we're using these heart rate monitors in PE, and the company that we use them from, IHT, has added coping skills and emotions to their chart. Would you be interested in using this in your behavior support programs? How could we use this to help kids? And we kind of collaborated from there, and it's just grown, and it's been wonderful for our students.
And Terry, how does that work where the graphs, when you take a student's heart rate, and I would imagine you record it so they can see it, and how does that equate to their emotional well-being or their physical well-being?
So the heart reacts physiologically to either exercise or emotion, whether it's good emotion like happiness or super excitement, or if they're the adverse, which you could be depressed or something. So your heart rate fluctuates based on how one is feeling. So the graph captures how the heart has been working over time, and then we use that to show the students, here's how hard you were working in phys ed, here's how emotionally regulated you were in class or what have you.
And Jennifer, what's been the response from students?
It's hit or miss, but yeah. Most of our students now, we're at the point in our program where all of our students wear them every single day. And then our teacher, who's wonderful, Mike Reed, he and our social worker have worked together to utilize that data to teach our students different coping strategies and then get them to use those coping strategies independently. This year we had 2 students earn some classes outside of our program, which is a first ever for them. And we actually have 1 student who's moving out of our program to a lesser supported program, which is fantastic. And all because they were able to recognize their stressors and then utilize their coping strategies to be more independent and more successful.
And so you wear it. I don't know. What does it look like? Tell me what it looks like, Terry.
So it's just as similar as what you would wear on your own arm as a smartwatch. It's got the technology in the watch where it senses the heart rate. And then the only difference is after the students wear it, it is synced to a web-based platform, and then that's where the data then gets pushed into the graph. But the technology today is awesome, and the company has leveraged that technology, and it's just, like I said, identical to what it would be if you were wearing a smartwatch.
Jennifer and Terry and I are talking about heart monitors and how they're being utilized at Hillcrest High School to help kids identify not just their physical activity, but also their stress. And so it's a voluntary program, right, Jennifer?
So students who are in our behavior support program, that decision has been made with their IEP team. So all our students who are in that program receive special services. And so now heart rate monitors have been a part of that program, so it's something that all of our students who are part of that program do take part in. Now, that being said, we're not going to force a student to wear a heart rate monitor. We'll work with each student wherever they're at.
And Jennifer, when they see the graph, do they have access? And can they have they made the connection? Like, oh, geez, I see where I'm stressed, or I see where I'm overly, you know, emotional today. Have they made the connection?
So that's one of the things that have been wonderful for our teacher and our social worker to work with them on is recognizing, right, those different peaks and valleys in those graphs and what they mean. The target zones that IHT has identified and provides, you know, visuals and displays for our room has really helped with that, because they have like a red zone, a yellow zone, and a blue zone. And if you're in the red zone, you're probably too elevated. If you're in the blue zone, you're probably pretty calm and relaxed. And then yellow zone is kind of like your target zone where you want to be. And so through teaching the vocabulary and the common language, and then teaching our students about their emotions and what impact that has on their heart rate and on their physical being, that by the end of the year, most of our students can recognize when they're feeling elevated. We even had some students request to, like, I want to see where I'm at. And what's really nice is that on the watch, it'll display that color. So if they're in the yellow zone, it'll display a yellow. If they're in the red zone, it'll display a red or a blue. And that's a good indicator for our students as well as our staff to know where a student is at in a particular moment.
And Terry, how did you get funding, or are these just provided by the company?
Well, as school districts around the state and across the nation, there's different. Monies or pockets of money that allow school to purchase things like this. We actually used a federal grant. It's called Title IV, and it's earmarked for health and wellness, and there's also a technology component in there. So it's a nice opportunity for us to be able to purchase these and maintain, the equipment to use, year after year.
Right. And Jennifer, for other teachers listening or people working in special education, would you say, this is definitely something they should investigate?
Absolutely. It has been a game changer for a lot of our students in our program, just because of that connection piece, right? They can see it. We can show them where they're struggling. Some students come in and struggle every day in the morning. Some students, maybe it's a particular class. So it's been a real game changer for our staff and helping our students develop those strategies and those skills to be more independent and ultimately need us less, right? Like, we want our students to be independent and to be successful adults, and this is helping them along the path.
Well, thank you both for joining us today.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Jennifer Winefka, a special education coordinator at Hillcrest High School, and that is also Terry Schreischoon, who is the PE person that oversees all of Bremen District 228, the PE supervisor. Steve's News next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.